The D-backs trying to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Tigers. Justin Verlander and his doppelganger are in the crowd in Arizona. How about that? Pick up the action, 1-0 Detroit in the third. Nick Ahmed sends a shot to left off Matthew Boyd.
Nick Ahmed, the weakest bat in this lineup, lined his second home run of the year right down the left field line to tie this game at one.
Well, it was a pitch definitely in his wheelhouse. Only his second home run of the year.
The 0-2, swing and a miss. Wow. Change up in the dirt, and right now, Zach Godley. Oh, he checked his swing, but not in time on a ball that bounced in the left-handed batter's box.
Here we go again, not even close to being a strike, and he hacked at it.
Tigers have not been able to lay off breaking balls in the dirt for a second consecutive night. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball deep in the hole. It's short and through for a base hit. In the score comes Drury. Ahmed right behind him. Wow. Two out, two run single, 4-1 Diamondbacks. The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball left field, way back in left and gone. Yasmani Tomas, number six. Seventh home run that Aníbal Sánchez has allowed this year. 6-1 Diamondbacks. That's what he has. High fly ball, center field, off the bat of Drury, deep, going back, Collins at the track, jumping up, gone.
My goodness.
On an 0-1, Drury goes back-to-back with Tomas, 7-1.
The D-backs snap a three-game skid, winning at 7-1. Zach Godley gets his first win of the season. The Tigers come up short against the Diamondbacks. Catcher James McCann talked about Matthew Boyd's start.
You know, he had good stuff. He threw the ball well. You know, he gave us a chance to win. Last inning, for him, you know, a couple pitches here or there, the way the ball rolls. But overall, I thought he looked pretty good.
You have been so sturdy behind the plate. A couple of pass balls in tonight's game. How much does that eat at you?
It kills me. You know, it's something that can't happen.
On the pitches, have you had a chance to look back or reflect back on what happened?
No, I know exactly what happened, and you know I don't need to go back and rewatch it.
What was tough about Godley tonight? Your team, you had the RBI, but your team just wasn't able to get much going against him in so many ground ball outs.
Yeah, he had a good two-seamer working tonight. Had a couple of good off-speed pitches to go with it, and you got to tip your cap, threw the ball well.
Matthew Boyd takes the loss, going six innings, allowing three runs. He spoke after the game.
Ground ball based hits and all that are going to happen. What set the tone was the walk of the pitcher. I shouldn't have been in the situation to pitch to Owings. You know, I mean, I feel like I ground ball with that. It's whatever. You know, it found a hole, but I need to have better focus, and I can't walk a pitcher. And that's I got to give him, got to make him put it in play or whatnot. So unfortunately. Cost us there.
This was new stuff for you, having to face a pitcher in that situation. What's the conversation you're having with yourself as a Godley steps in?
Well, usually there isn't one, and I had one, and that's the mistake. I got to be, you got to keep the same train of focus throughout, and unfortunately, cost my team. I cost my team on that one, but you know, I learned from it. Something to be learned from it, and gonna just keep going forward and going off of that.
This is a team that puts lots of pressure on defense, don't they? I mean, it's an aggressive team, and you really have to sort of be on your toes from the opening pitch.
They put together good at bats out there, and there's a reason why they've had the start they had. So they're a good ball club. That being said, they're a good ball club.
How'd you like your stuff before the walk to the pitcher?
Really good. I thought some of the best, you know, if you want to just go on stuff, some of the best stuff I had, you know, all year. It's just, if I just want anything back, you know, you live with a home run that you just missed on, or, you know, singles when ground ball singles or ground balls that get through when you make your pitch. It's just, you know, that second to last at bat of the game. That's what you want back, and that's. You know, a lot to be learned from this, and there's a lot of positive, but that being said, you know, it's a lesson learned with that at bat.
Up next, the Tigers head to Anaheim to face the Angels beginning on Thursday.